The Aurelia Minor Hockey Association, OMH, is facing potential major changes in the new year following a significant policy shift announced recently by the Ontario Hockey Federation, OHF, and the Ontario Minor Hockey Association, OMHA. The new policy, unveiled Tuesday, removes residency restrictions for players in U10 and above, across all levels from AAA to House League. This change allows players greater freedom to join teams outside their home center, sparking further discussions about a possible merger of OMH and the Oro Thunder Minor Hockey Association, OTMH. In a statement Friday, Derek Tilley, the director of social media for Aurelia's minor hockey organization, confirmed talks are underway about how the two organizations might respond to the policy. The reorganization of Aurelia Minor Hockey and Oro Minor Hockey is being discussed fully amongst both centers and their board of directors, he said. Both Aurelia and Oro are going to thoroughly discuss how best to navigate this news from OMHA and OHF and determine the best course of action moving forward that will support our residents and put the best hockey program together, whether that be continuing with our current structures or reorganizing our centers to collaborate on exciting opportunities together. Tilley says the change to the borders of hockey can pose challenges but also present unique and exciting opportunities for all centers in the region. Aurelia Minor Hockey is excited to navigate this new terrain and provide our members with great hockey experiences, he said. The policy change is creating uncertainty across Ontario, with current OMH board member and former president Brad Carnahan acknowledging the significant impact on local hockey. This has distinct implications for centers large and small across the province, he said. People are trying to navigate what this might mean. Carnahan noted the OMHA will vote in mid-January on whether to approve a merger of OMH and OTMH at the representative hockey level. Between January and April, a new organization has to be put in place to run representative hockey for the next year, he explained. It's a very tight timeline. Carnahan says he's urging caution among his fellow OMH board members, suggesting rushing into a merger could lead to unforeseen challenges. My concern is that we are moving too quickly amid this tremendous change for how minor hockey works, he said. I'm concerned that we are going to step into something we won't be able to get back out of. He believes a potential merger between OMH and OTMH would result in the creation of a new organization for representative hockey, while both associations would retain control over their respective house league programs. Carnahan expressed concern over the associated costs, noting, legal and related fees, for creating a new organization would likely increase representative hockey fees. He also lamented the possible loss of Aurelia's hockey identity. The Oro guys on the merger committee have said they aren't going to accept the Aurelia Terry's name, colors or logo. They want something new, he said. We would be giving up history and legacy. Mike Borelli, a longtime local minor hockey coach and former representative director, remains hopeful the Terriers branding will be preserved if a new organization is formed. Changing it would be a slap in the face to the people who built this program, he said. He also echoed concerns about the merger, suggesting it might benefit Oro Medonte more than Aurelia. I think it would be good for Oro because it gives them 3 more ice surfaces for their 200 kids, he said, but I think we should cater to our local taxpayers and players. It's not what's best for Aurelia, and we're going to get the short end of the stick. Neither OMH President Steve Fagan nor OTMH President Daryl Woodley responded to Aurelia Matters' requests for comment.